Our guest analyst this afternoon, John Heinberg with Total Farm Marketing. John, we started off this marketing day with the grains, kind of hesitant to go either direction, and all of a sudden things took off here.
Well, let's follow up off of yesterday's difficult day, especially in that corn market. And you had a little bit of buy the rumor, sell the fact mentality off the phase one deal. Then we saw that clause in there about, you know, purchasing and giving on given market conditions. So obviously, if we're running at a higher price to the rest of the world, China would not be stepping in the U.S. markets. And that's probably what caused the sell-off in yesterday's grains. It's just that disappointment. Really kind of felt unwarranted yesterday. And sometimes when you get those snapbacks like this today. Now, here we are today, a higher volume day going into a three-day weekend. Obviously, we're taking out those losses plus a few more pennies on corn today. Did get some rumors that China stepped into the market and bought some corn for spot delivery out of the Pacific Northwest. We do have the cheapest corn in the world right now, so that might be, you know, we'll see if that gets substantiated or not. Obviously, that's something that would definitely get the shorts very nervous in this market and get things pushing higher. Beans following suit, held key support this morning, actually putting some reversals on the daily charts, so maybe we get a bit of a bounce into the 1st of February. We saw the same type of action at least last year, a hard sell-off in the middle of the month and then pushed it higher, at least until the 1st of February, and then we kind of look for some direction after that.
Now, sounds like this trade deal with China has 30 days before it's implemented yet, too, so are we expecting just kind of a sideways move until that point?
You know, there's still a lot of things to get figured out in the grain side of it regarding, you know, what they're going to be stepping into the market, what they're doing. Again, maybe that was some of the caution that came into the risk-off selling yesterday that we did see. Because, again, we are going to be competing on the global scale with our competitors. And right now, especially in beans, you know, we have a South American harvest just starting to get going. Those beans are going to be the cheaper supplies, and it may make it difficult for China to pick up U.S. beans. And we really can't, according to the wording, you know, force them to buy beans at higher price levels. That's just kind of against some of the trade rules that are out there. So with that, you know, we'll have to really see how prices work globally, how the dollar continues to move. If we see some currency issues, it makes U.S. corn and beans and wheat more available to the rest of the world, and then China could step in and pick up some things. Realistically, maybe in beans, it might not happen until after South American harvest and into the fall when they typically ramp up those U.S. purchases. So we'll have to see how that kind of plays out. So might leave us a little rudderless, yeah, right now here. We'll have to see how things play on the seasonal side into the 1st of February.
But I guess at the same time, too, it's not going to distort markets at all then either.
No, it probably won't. But, you know, you start looking at the balance sheet and you can put some scenarios together pretty quickly if they do step into the market that, you know, all of a sudden the supply, because of the issues that we had on production this last year, could tighten things up very quickly. You get the bean carryout coming down from 475 to under 400. That brings some pretty good premium in there. If they do step into the corn market and we bring carryout down under 1.7 towards that 1.6 area, if they pick up a couple hundred million bushels, we'll see if that happens. You know, that brings some concerns there. Plus, on top of that, we still got a lot of questions about where this crop is. And we did see some very favorable grain stocks number, especially on the corn side, and with the USDA looking at, you know, revising those grain stocks numbers, because realistically, when they put that report together, it was about a billion bushels of corn still in the field that counted as a grain stock on farm storage. And who knows where that number is going to go to. So that's going to be pretty key as we go forward, is how fast we use this corn and where and what's the demand going to be given a kind of already shaky corn pile.
Let's switch gears here. Talk livestock quickly. What happened over there today?
Livestock market, cattle market kind of rebounded nicely today, too. Again, we had a little bit of a, you know, risk-off trade in both cattle and hogs. Cash trade did come in a little disappointing. Pretty steady is what we're seeing here. But we saw some decent value on that retail side. So that might have brought some money flow into a three-day weekend as maybe we're anticipating for cash prices firm up going into the end of the month. Hogs today, again, very, very choppy, but we did see some short covering today there supporting that February hog price. Actually, the index has been starting to work a little bit higher recently, so that's kind of encouraging. Again, with hogs, given the supply that we got, we really need to see that demand and see that product move.
Yeah, that's for sure. Anything else we should be aware of or talking about?
Well, don't forget, we got 3-day weekend, so there's no trade on Monday's Martin Luther King Day trade, so that brings a little bit of volatility sometimes in the market. So we'll hopefully see what Monday night gives us. If we get some follow through, you know, we could see some additional short covering and maybe move corn into some and bean prices back up into some levels that we'd like to see for opportunities for producers to make some sales.
John Heinberg at Total Farm Marketing.